Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 191. Today is Saturday, November 9th, 2019. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me this week is Stir.
Yay.
And Stone. There. Done there.
Hi.
Both of them. Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for coming and saying hi. Hi, and chat room hi. Everyone.
Hey.
Everyone's hey, here. Everyone. The gang's back together for one night only. Well, just for...
the tribal elders.
Oh, boy. Elders. Okay. Yeah.
All right, at least one of us.
But not me.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, so we've got a few things to run through, and the other thing is that Stone's like half dying, so we want to look after him, so we're just changing up the show just a little bit. The regular format is the three amigos.
You're gonna look after me.
Yeah, well, as much as we can look after you. Rip. From here. Concrud. Exactly.
I am so glad we're not in the same room. I'm just saying.
I know. I like the three amigos, but I'm kind of like, who's who fair?
What's
like?
I like Aziz.
Aziz, what? Three Stooges. Oh, dear Lord.
Hello.
Oh, thanks, guys. Don't make him laugh. He told Stir and I not to make him laugh. So nobody make Stone laugh. Okay.
Really? You know, if we had Zorts here, we'd be the Four Musketeers.
Exactly. Very true. Anyway, let's get straight into it. And you know what? Because we're changing things up, let me play my bumper because we're changing things up. So hang on. 2 seconds. Let's do it. Hang on. Which one is it? Not that one! No, not that one, Lita. Wrong one. Let's try. I can't read, obviously.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Look, if I don't at least stuff
up one
thing.
I love you, Lita. It's okay. I just like to bug, that's all.
Yes. Anyway, thank you for that. So we're going to talk about, we're going straight into news. So, yeah, this little thing happened last weekend, which is why I took the weekend off so I could watch what was going on. But you know what? There was someone who was actually there in body, spirit, mind, all of those kinds of things.
Stir was there. Stir just was didn't there. Know because he's sneaking around all the time.
He's a rogue.
He's a rogue.
Hello.
Exactly. But Stone, you were there. How was it? Did you have fun?
It was that most wonderful time of the year.
Yes.
So I wasn't going to go, and usually I go Monday to Monday, so I go a whole week, so it's a slow ramp up, and then I get a day off afterwards, nice and easy, because the con is really intense, and I'm not one for crowds, so having the day extra of not having tons of crowds is really good, but this year I wasn't going to go, and then things happened, and I was able to go for 2 days, so...
I know. And there was lots of photos.
It was very intense. I was trying to fit a full week of meeting everybody I usually meet and hang out with and chat into 2 days, and holy moly, that was intense.
Yeah,
which is again why I was telling you guys off stream that the first day I didn't sleep for 24 hours. I was awake for 27. I was actually telling Tiber because I had met him there the day after. That I wish I could do that for one of my fundraising streams.
Yeah.
Right. But you know, I don't know if my camera could work for 24 hours to actually stream it. I think my phone would die. And then the day after is 24 hours of no food because I want to eat. It's not like I did it on purpose. It's just you're walking around, you meet somebody or you want to go somewhere, and then you chat for like a half an hour, and then you're like, oh yeah, I gotta go eat. And you're gonna go eat, and then you meet somebody else. It's just this constant thing, right?
Yeah.
And because I'm only there for 2 days, I, you know, I'm trying to make the most of it, right? But then the actual BlizzCon stuff happened. Beside that.
Yeah.
I may have done drunk Discord. That was probably Saturday night of no food and having a little bit of booze.
What? Drink.
Yeah. And Nisi is completely right. It's just a big rush. You just keep going and going. And then I think that's what got me sick after is that I was getting sick before.
It's the high.
But then BlizzCon. Yeah. And all the Warcraft stuff. And the scaling. At first I thought I was not going to like it, but it's pretty cool.
Were you at the panel?
I did not attend any panels in person because I was too busy running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Yeah.
And then I think I'd spent about 3 hours on Saturday during the day, just after the Q&A finished, to watch everything. And just to absorb it and to kind of get some quiet time because, man, the 2 days of just intense. It's very, very intense for somebody that if you don't like crowds and you want to go, trust me, take like an hour or two every day and just have some downtime, just some quiet time. It's fine and people will be completely good with it. Like they're okay with it, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So, Ansta, did you get to watch any, or did you just see the news after the fact?
It was mostly the news after and the opening, which they made available and stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
And then just followed along on all the various blogs all over the place.
Lots of information. Absolutely. So, we've got a new expansion coming, guys, by the end of next year.
Yes,
so
it's very important to look at that date.
Yes, so
it's
they said
different from last year, right?
Yeah,
or last time.
Yeah, a little bit longer out.
Yeah, I think they said that it will drop before the 31st of December, 2020.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like, okay, interesting. So it's called Shadowlands, and if anyone hasn't seen the cinematic. I'm sorry, but wow, fantastic. When I saw it, it was like,
yeah.
It's like if they they've got me again.
The part where you think she's going to do something and then she doesn't. And then you see her shoulders just kind of, she's going to break it. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's going to be interesting. So
anyway. And that king dude, he looked pretty puzzled at what was going on.
Bolvar is not a real Lich King.
Yeah, but he's temporary. Menenthol has said originally that there always had to be a Lich King. So when, obviously, spoilers, when Arthur died, and Bolvar took the mantle. So, again, spoilers for those of you, 8 years ago. So that was...
Lich King died.
That was... Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah. So we will have to see. But I don't know. There was so much information and trying to take it all in. Obviously, for us being challenge players and for what we do, you know. And when they were talking about the Shadowlands and the zones and all of that, and they said that the leveling was going to be from 50 to 60.
Yes.
We're like, wait, what?
Yeah. Go back again. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, okay. So, your thoughts. guys, on this information? Obviously, you know, it's been coming because we've had scaling changes right through from starting zones to, you know, up until everything that's around, with, you know, leveling through from 60 to 80 in Northrend Outlands and all of that kind of scaling that we now have where we previously didn't. So the fact that they're squishing and now saying, you know, Shadowlands will level from 50 to 60. I mean, it's a pretty big deal because we've all been here for quite some time. So we've done the 1 to 120 or the 1 to 60, 1 to, you know, right through in each expansion. So now we've got a massive change. So
yes.
Thoughts on, I'm excited, but yes, sir. Hit me.
Yeah, you know, the now this is a squish, huh? You know, before, oh, we're going to just dink with the values and stuff. No, we're going to cut it in half. So for those of you who don't realize it, if you are at max level already at 120, you're going to be dropped to a 50. And it's you know, there's good and bad. I think the good is going to be, if you just want to stick around in one spot, say one expansion, you could do it and get all the way up to 50 is the way I understand it. So it's, you know, to be seen. And will they bring back specs? That's another kind of question mark, too.
Yeah. That part, that's the part that I kind of thought was interesting, that they were saying that they wanted to go back more to classes versus different specs, where this is what we had before, right? Like you did not pick a spec, so maybe that's what we're gonna go back to.
Well, that's what classic is, and when you think about vanilla, it was all just, you know, put your talents into certain things. You were just a hunter. You weren't you know, a Beastmaster hunter. You were a hunter, yeah. So
I don't know if that's me or not.
It's not. It's she's frozen on my computer, if you guys can hear us. Hang on.
I'm here.
So.
Anyway.
All right, let's get her a sock puppet for Christmas. No, we'll get you a Nisi puppet for Christmas.
It's fine.
This is my sock puppet right here. My sock puppet is Mupin, man. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Okay, before anyway. We were cut out, we were talking about, Assy had a question of, when do you think we would get flying? Would it be at level 10? And what do we think about specs? What are your thoughts there, Stone?
I don't know. I think you're going to get flying at 50. I think they're going to try to keep flying away from classic. They do not like flying. They do not like flying. And we know this. We love it. But they don't.
Yeah. I don't. Why? It is fantastic.
I don't think we're...
Oh, you know why?
It's hard to design game stuff around if you can... mount up, jump over, and drop down, right? Maybe right. They make it where you get max riding at 20 and then flying at 40. I could see that.
Maybe. It's probably because it's more work for them. That's probably the ultimate.
Well, so the last rogue I did as an outlaw, and I had grappling hook. Well, with grappling hook, even though I don't have flying in Draenor or BFA, I could literally get up past ledges and on top of buildings with grappling hook. It was almost like having flying because I could get to those places that were off limits without flying. So they'd probably have to tweak those kind of capabilities too, or a huge jump or something like that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Mind you, they've done every other flying as you need to be max level. You need to jump through hoops to get there. So obviously getting revered and doing the various, what was it, revered and, the Pathfinder achievements. So I'm going to guess, though, we'll be putting something in about the same. I can't see why they would want to change that and make it at 50 if we're going to 60. So I think they're going to come the exact same thing as that. So obviously, we'll wait and see.
When you're going to level an alt, if you are a new player, you would not have flying in anyways, right?
Yeah.
So I think they would be okay with that. And then for the players that are already playing, that are going to level up an alt, and you get to pick which expansion you want to do, well, you would have flying, so you'd be good to go. So maybe they're not going to touch it. Maybe they're just going to tweak the level at which you as the regular player can go buy it.
Yeah,
because you know in Classic, you can buy your flying in Classic zones or at level 60, right? So maybe they would change that to 40 or something.
So
but the squish, though, this is
massive.
They aimed at the correct group, or at least I think they did, because a lot of people don't like the level from 1 to 120 because they see that big number and they're like, yeah, no thanks. I personally, I don't mind because I like to do all that, but I know a lot of people that don't. And my wife, actually, when I showed her all this stuff, my wife was like, oh, so it's only level 60 now. And she's actually considering, like, we might actually play again. Like a pair. And I think, yeah, that's specifically what Blizzard is trying, you know, to aim at, is the people that were like, oh my God, 120, good lord. No.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, and getting one single character boost or having to pay for a character boost is like, that's no fun.
It's a lot of money. Yeah. Like, it's, you know, when you're playing, you're already paying subscription and, you know, all the other bits and pieces that go on. It becomes a lot in the long run. So, but for both of you, so with leveling, do you think starting at a particular expansion, shall we say? So, you know, obviously for me, Wrath was one of my very favorites. So, you know, do I want to rock on in at level one as a normal tune, as a challenge tune, as whichever way I go, to be like leveling through Northrend? Like, to me, I'm excited, but I'm kind of like, this is going to be so very weird because you're used to going there at 70, like current at 70. So what's your thoughts on where do you think you might be leveling, or is there something, or do you think you might be jumping around a bit?
For myself, I like to jump around, and I think part of it is just today having to pick and choose relatively safe quests, and so I think the ones that are that do a lot of leveling of challengers know the good quest and the evil quest. And for example, Red Ridge, I don't see us even, you know, going back to Red Ridge, you know, if you don't have to.
So, God no.
But but I do agree with you, Lita, that North End is actually one of those cool zones, and so to start there would be kind of wild.
Yeah, I think when I first heard about, you know, you can pick different zones, and then when they said that you could jump between, I'm like, okay, well, for sure, as an iron, if you want to make it the first time, there is no way in heck you should be doing just one expansion. You should jump around and pick out easy XP, right? However, that being said, oh, I just used that term. I hate that term so much. However,
yes,
space. You could potentially, we could possibly track the person only being an iron by only being in one expansion. That would be pretty cool. Say, hey, I am a Lich King iron. and they didn't go to any other expansion. That would that would be pretty cool. I was sitting there and being like, ooh, that would be neat. But I think me as a player, if I wanted to level up to max again, I'm going to be finding as much easy XP as I can. And I will jump around. Jump up, and get down. Jump. Because, I mean, if you're going to play on an iron and you haven't completed it even once yet, don't make it harder on yourself. Do not make it harder on yourself. Just get there.
Yeah.
Just get there first. And then if you want to give yourself another challenge, do it hard. Do it harder.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And I suppose the good thing also is because now it's going to open all quests. Like really, whereas we've been restricted in our journey so far as challenge toons, thinking, well, we start here, you know, we've got these zones that we can go to, but we can only really go to them between 1 and 20 or 1 and or 20 and 40 and then to 60. Okay, now hang on, now we've got to go to the next lot. Right, we can go from 60 to 80 within this frame. So now it's, if it's opening all expansions, you would think that looking for challenge friendly questing, it makes it
so
much more interesting to find.
I think it's going to actually be easier for us to get a tune up to max. I mean, I say that now because we don't know. But the reason why I say it's going to be easier is that if each expansion is tuned from level 10 to 50, right, they're going to be messing around with the amount of points that you get for each quest. And because that level, and because they said, hey, we wanted to make sure that you guys knew that leveling would be what did they say, 60 to 70% faster. So I think that will either mean that the amount of XP that you need per level will get decreased, or the amount of XP that you get per quest will be increased, or both. So when you jump around and you're getting those points, it's going to be easier and quicker to level up an iron. I mean, that being, I mean, we don't really know until we get there, but that's just my train of thought on it is, we should, in theory, have more irons at the end of these changes.
Interesting.
However, you know, we may not have specs and talents, right? Which is good.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's good. Because it goes back to how iron was, which
original.
I liked how iron was, right? Yeah.
I hope they, I hope Blizzard does some good quality assurance checking, because there's still squish artifacts even today that we all have to put up with. I mean, good example is you can't go to Winter Spring or Eastern Plaguelands until you hit level 40. I was in Mist of Pandera recently. And you get a quest to go bandage these little poor little whelplings, but you've got to be level 85. But you get the quest at 80, and you're like, well, why do I have to wait five levels? You're giving me the quest now. Why do I have to wait? Because I can't use the, it's a level 85 bandage. And so those little things, I hope they, you know, take the time to fix those kind of little things that are built into all the older expansions.
Yes, it will. I
kind of
be interesting. Sorry,
I kind of feel like this is like a WoW 2.0. It's such a major change. It's such a huge change. I mean, this is as big as Cataclysm was, right? Like they changed up all the quests. Here, it's they're not going to change up the zones, but it's such a major change. And
Yeah, FaZe is right.
I'd rather do this than come out with a Warcraft 2.0.
Yeah.
I would much rather this. I just would.
Well, the game is forever evolving, isn't it? I mean, otherwise it is. Otherwise we would still have vanilla, which would be classic, and we'd all be, you know, possibly would have left the game. I don't know, but you know, it's
and that Lich King would not be dead.
Arthas. Yeah, well, you know,
frozen. There's... He might be frozen. But he's that's frozen. It.
Let it go, sir. Just saying. Sorry. Wow. I couldn't resist. So yeah, it's the game is forever evolving, and I suppose that's what they look at with expansion wise. So it's massive changes that are incoming. Did they say when Alpha was hitting for it? Before Christmas? No.
Okay. They gave no dates. No dates at all.
Interesting.
I would assume for a release, Alpha should be coming out shortly.
Sure, yeah. Because then they'll want beta for
a release in 2020. I would think that Alpha should be coming out like January or something.
Have you checked your timeline, Stone? Because I know you like your timeline. As in, because, well, you know, when things happen, when releases happen. So obviously BFA was released in August.
End of August, same as Legion. But both of those had the release date of, they promised for it to be by the end of September of those years. Okay. And then we got them like about a month beforehand, right?
Yeah.
So that's why, honestly, I think we're looking at this expansion coming out. I want to say like
before Christmas,
right after BlizzCon.
Yeah, right before Christmas, maybe.
Right after,
because they always want to hit Christmas sales.
Christmas, it must be before Christmas. I don't see them releasing it then. Mm. I don't see them releasing it before BlizzCon. I just I think it's going to be after.
Maybe.
Let's say, if you go look at the date, we'll say the first Tuesday after BlizzCon is over.
Yeah.
There, if
you're making predictions already.
Absolutely. If you want to get me down for a date, hold on, sorry.
Hang on, Stone's date. Right.
November 9th. No, November 9th. BlizzCon next year will be the 6th and 7th. And it'll be November 9th.
Right.
Yeah, because the Friday will be the 31st, and they don't do BlizzCon on the 31st, so they always do it the first weekend of November.
Okay.
So it'll be 6-7. Mm-hmm. And then I think it'll come out on the 10th. Sorry, that's the Tuesday after BlizzCon. It's November 10th.
So 10th, not 9th.
10th.
Okay.
Huh. Ninth is a Monday, sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm willing to slap $5 down on the table, or $6.61 Canadian.
Oh, geez.
That is going to be October 31st. or October 31st.
October 31st. Ooh, well.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
31st. Ooh. Right. Okay. All right. Damn. I don't know what date to go. I'm thinking whether it's going to be right after. I must admit, I would agree that possibly hit BlizzCon. Yes, it's released on the Tuesday. Have at it. And everyone going, so I kind of feel like that. But I also could see them being really sneaky and dropping it right before BlizzCon to give people a chance,
there is no way they're gonna drop it before, because the people that are gonna be at BlizzCon will not want to play, and everyone's gonna be pissed off.
But they could have new things. They could have new things. They might be, you know,
new things.
Well, if next year is not going to be a massive Warcraft year, supposedly, because this year's was, so, you know, maybe it's one of those things that they might have like some little teaser things where they might throw in and go, oh yeah, by the way, next week after BlizzCon, we're gonna give you a new race or something, you know. It could be once they've dropped it, I don't know. So I'm in two minds as to what.
Well, pick a date. Hurry hard.
Okay, I go after.
So there's
after BlizzCon. You're gonna go, well, like straight
do
after.
Do you have a date though?
I don't want
you to write this down too. Well, go and pick a date. So just looking at the chat here, I just want to say we can all relax because Olmia is here. Great. I feel much more relaxed.
Relief. So, thanks, Olmia.
Leo says that he thinks that it will be similar to Battle for Azeroth. So end of August. Nisi says that too. Ali says that they would want us to play it for a week or two before BlizzCon. Okay. And Taco, I don't think they'll drop it close at all because people will want to take off time for both. Yup. And Arlie, they'll drop it at the end of summer or after BlizzCon, in my opinion. I want to see some dates, you know.
Well,
see some dates.
If they're going into Christmas.
For like 15 years.
Well, Moon Daisy goes for November 16th, so okay.
Atta girl.
You've got a wife and kids.
November 19th.
Like, your date is every day.
Linda, are you writing these down, please?
Oh, no, I'm not.
You've got the book, right? Geez, well, I thought you were writing mine.
I've written yours.
Okay, you are.
Okay, hang on. I am.
Okay, like, all right. I thought you were. I'm not, like, implying that you always do. I just, you know.
Oh, and put down 20.
You were writing it down.
2020. Because when I said October 31, I didn't mean 2021. I meant 2020.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right, Taco. Nice. Okay, hang on. I'm like writing as fast as I can, which is not fast. So, Ollie is end of summer. 20.
I got to meet Al.
Oh,
Al.
Don't.
For the first time.
I know. So jelly. That's pretty cool. So jelly. Hugs, Ellie.
And I got to re-meet or early again. I think this is the third time.
September.
I got to meet Tiber for the
millionth time. Tiber's fantastic. I'm so jealous that you got to see him again. August.
Did you get to go to any of the pre-parties? You know, DitchCon?
No, I didn't, because I got there about 12 p.m. local time on the Friday, so BlizzCon had already kicked off and the ceremonies had all started, and I'm like, oh man, and I'm in the bus I'm waiting to go, like, let's go.
Well, what costume did you wear?
Himself.
Oh, no, I didn't get to go.
No, I just mean normal, you know, a normal geek would wear a costume.
My regular shorts and my shirt.
Yikes. Did management come talk to you?
No.
What?
What the hell, sir? I don't even know what he's on about. I can't even.
Yeah.
Oh, it's called cosplay. I was trying to find Pasha. Pasha cosplayed as Sylvanas. And it wasn't sexy Sylvanas. It was like serious kick-ass one, and I was trying to find her in the cosplay. I couldn't find her.
Yeah,
I found her after, which is fine, which is cool. It's just I couldn't find her dressed up. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
And boy, I looked. I killed myself trying to find her. Could not find her.
Oh, poor story.
Womp womp.
Womp womp. Excellent. All right. Well,
watch
cinematic
bunch of time.
I think I've got them all written down. If anyone wants to send in any predictions as to when we think Shadowlands is going to drop, like, you know, tweet us, send in an email, that kind of thing. Because, you know, it's interesting to see what will happen. Obviously, we're, you know, a long time away, months, year, but, you know, it's going to be an interesting time over this next year before it drops. The scaling is very exciting, and then there's obviously going to be more that's coming from what Blizzard has to tell us as to, you know, how everything's going to work. So you're right.
Are we gonna talk about this? Yeah,
do it.
Do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So, starting January 2, 2020.
Yep.
API changes will come in to effect, where all third-party websites have to follow these rules. More or less what it amounts to is that Blizzard is putting more ownership on players, on player characters by the players. So if you have not logged in on your toon for more than a week, it flags it on Blizzard's side. And when we look at that, we will see that flag. And then if we see that, we are now told that we have to delete the character information after 28 days. And that's a character that if you have not logged in on, it could not be deleted. It's one that you have not logged in on. Mm-hmm. So what this basically means is lists like the Dead List and the Lost to the Nether, those are going to be gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, we checked them out already with the things that we had, and I think we lose about 80 to 85% of the characters. So if you log in on them every week, fair, then in theory, it should be okay to keep up on the lists. Mm. Now, this could apply to characters that are dead or alive for us. It doesn't matter. It's whether or not you have logged in on them, whether or not you have killed them. You also have a option, from what we understand, you will have an option to not have your character added to any third-party lists. And if you've added your character already and then you switch that on, then we will see the code and we have 28 days then to remove it. Mm-hmm. So what this will not affect, though, is that people will still have their character. Like, okay, like if you've made it to max at any point, we are still going to be able to show that you made it to max because we are reporting on an event, much like a media site will say, hey, so-and-so made it to max, and we can maintain our own list. It's just, we can't keep the character, like the full character data cannot be kept. Arlie is correct. This is just for third-party lists. Blizzard isn't going to delete the character. Correct. Mm-hmm. Blizzard's not deleting the character. It's just for us. This affects Raider IO. It affects Warcraft logs. If you go to their sites and see a notice saying, hey, we're only going to be able to keep your site, your stuff up for 28 days, this is why. It affects every third party site that is not Blizzard own and run.
Yeah.
It and Arlie is also correct. It's going to mess with a lot of things. And we're not gonna go into that. So just rumors, and I'd rather not spread rumors. It's not aimed at us. That's for sure. Yeah. But I think it just means more or less that, you know, we're not going to have to maintain a dead list. I think, you know, we're talking about what we want to do as far as in terms of keeping dead people.
Right.
Negus, the reason is similar to the EU's GDPR, right? So which we already abide by, like that, like I've actually put that stuff in. So it's just more to make sure that people own their characters. I personally don't think, I like, there's no personal information in a, you know, person's character name. So I don't necessarily think that these rules should apply, but I think Blizzard is covering their bums. So they're going over the top. We know that we're still waiting to hear back from their legal department on some certain things. But we don't have a legal department, so whatever Blizzard says is probably what we're gonna do.
Yeah,
right. So just know that we as a team, we are going to do what's best for the group, and we're going to try to preserve as much info as we can. But yeah, from the looks of it, very likely we're going to be getting rid of the Honored Dead list as it is now.
Yes.
Right. So I just need to win the lotto, Harley. I would love to hire a legal department.
Yeah, so there will be obviously changes, guys, but we're just giving you the heads up, because this stuff, we've got to figure it out and exactly what, I suppose, we've got to work through it and figure it out. So we just wanted to give you the heads up instead of, dumping it all on you in a month's time or when that is. To say, hey, look, by the way, so there will be some changes coming when Blizzard makes their changes. We're going to do the best we possibly can for what we need for you guys. Okay, so just, just keep that in mind. But, it's a waiting game.
And before we move on, I just want to give a glimmer of hope to all of us before. I'm just going to say a thing. I'm gonna quote, with the level squish, it is easier than ever to put Iron Man in the game. Mm-hmm. Let's move on.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
We take that. We heard you, and we shall move on.
And honestly, once we know all the rules, we're gonna share those with you guys. And so if you have to do something strange, like just go round robin and log into each of your tunes that you want tracked, we'll let you know that.
Yeah.
We'll go from there.
Okay. So, Krennagus, no. If you were away from your computer, we would have to remove your character. But then when you come back and you want to relist it, it should be okay. Okay. It's just basically a code to tell us, remove your character. Your character could be alive, could be dead, could be whatever. But if you have not logged in on it for a certain amount of time, we see this code and we have to delete it in 28 days. And then if you come back and you're like, hey, my character's not there anymore, you can relist it. And then we can keep it.
Yes.
So people shouldn't have so their panic. Challenge tune disrupted, right, as far as leveling is concerned. So you don't really need to worry about that. It's just more what we are allowed to show that's technically not ours.
Yes, tracking wise.
So no one logs in on their max, right? So fair, people not logging in on their max characters, we would have to remove them, yes. However, in like, we are going to have a list of who hit max. Okay,
right.
Yeah,
so separate, much like how we have one armor right now.
Yeah,
correct. A separate thing saying these people may hit it, and it's not linked to the
armory,
to Blizzard stuff and API. It's more of a, we are reporting on it.
Yeah.
Which done would be... and then they get removed, and then if their character doesn't get logged in, then it gets removed from the list after a certain amount of time. So,
and this is, and again,
it's got to work line it all too, right?
So, and we've got to work, and this is not all, for, so
subject to change too, right? Like we've got about a month or so, and Omidnia said he's about 80% done, so we're pretty close. So I'm looking forward to the new site being up.
Yeah, it's.
I really am. And Omidnia, thank you so much because, man.
Yeah.
Negus, we still don't have an API for Classic yet, so we're still waiting.
Still waiting.
But yes, it's going to apply to both.
Yeah.
It will. It those rules will apply for both. For sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, let's. Sorry. That's okay. That's all right. I know there's obviously, guys, lots of questions.
Well, I just thought it would be better to answer the questions here.
Yes.
As they come in versus hold them and wait. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And we understand that it's news that we have, you know, are dealing with, and obviously it's just, it's not the most wonderful news that we got, and we just need to, like all things, we need to roll with it. So until Stone wins, you know, Lotto, and we get that legal department, but anyway, we will just see where we go from there. Okay, so we're just we're giving you the heads up and just putting it out there, because that's, you know, that's what we like to do, is just give you a heads up, and as we go along, we'll have some more information pertaining to it. All right. Now, what we might do is, Stone, how much have you got in you? Are you, like, ready to crash and burn, or can you, as he coughs... I just want to know.
How much have I gotten? Is that yeah. Supposed
how much is left in the tank, euphemism? Buddy? No. But how much you got left in the tank? I want to know if...
What are we doing now?
Well, I was going to say we can go straight into State of the Challenges and come back if you need to, duck off early.
Yeah, let's duck off.
You duck it.
It's a good thing.
Duck
it's
it, Stone. Just duck
clean
it.
Clean tag show.
It's not. We're not a clean tag anymore, remember?
Oh, you know what? You're using the... I used my wrong camera, too. Well, you could get all this wonderful stuff with my better cam, or if you want.
No, it's okay. All right, let's do the State of the Challenges. How about we see how everyone's gone this week, okay. And I can always come back to we can always come back to the other stuff. So,
true.
Let's do it. State of the Challenges for this week. Stir, hit me with the irons, please.
Smack. Okay. So at position number 10, Irony, level 64, unfortunately dead.
Oh.
Paraward, level 68 at the ninth spot. Our good buddy Ash is hit level 68. Good going, Ash. He's
Ash died.
He Ash died. Well, he tried to follow suit of name your tune of it as to the reason why your last one died, and so he just said screw it, Ash died.
Ash died.
So that's how he came up with that name. Arion 73, unfortunately red flagged though, because they equipped some gear that was too high.
Yep.
So You're still on the, you still keep going if you want, you know, it's up to you. Iron Star 76, also dead. Yikes. Yep. I saw that during the week and I went, because Iron Star logs, I don't know the story behind that one. He's in our guild. Not sure why. Nisi Soulfu 78. At number 4, 92 is at 78. Paul Stir. Hey, Stir. That's me. That's my druid.
That's you.
Just hit 90. Yeah, 91 today.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, 91 on a druid.
Yeah.
Assy just lost a tune this week at 98.
Ow. Assy.
Dude. But you know what? You got to give Assy credit. He's consistent because his other tune died at 98 too. Mm. So. You've got a new number to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
And Jangler. Jang, he's in our guild and shows up very often. And hit 110 this
nice.
Week.
Well done. Excellent. Nice. All right. There's a lot of rip there. Right. So.
Yeah. I was looking at that. I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
People.
As he's back at 51 40%. Already? Holy damn. Okay. Yeah.
I don't think he sleeps.
Ominia, exactly. That's what I thought. He keeps getting to the certain point. Azzy, whatever you do, stop. Go do something else.
Well, if he gets to 98, he should just stay there and do trivia questions. That's it.
Just do trivia questions?
Plants versus zombies for 20 weeks.
Level 98.
Damn. Yeah. All right, Bloods.
I mean, I don't want to see anybody die. All right. No. Azzy, come on, man. Come on. Okay, so Bloods. Number 10, we got Blood Lita, level 33. Number 9 is... Okay, Taco. Ocatelknwit. Level 38. I'm gonna read it backwards. So
you gotta read. Yeah,
Twinkle Talker.
You gotta do it the right way. Number 8 is Knee, like my knee, and C is level 46. And number 7 is Delana, level 46. Number 6 is 5 Chesty at 49. 1 second.
Okay. Well, Stone.
Yep. There we go.
There we go.
And number 5 is Blood Lita at level 60. Mm-hmm. Number 4 is Blood. Wait, Blood Lita, you're at 60? What the hell's wrong with you? Number 4, Blood Trap 2 is level 61. Number 3, Soul Fist at level 76. Number 2, Zayabara at level 79. And number 1 is Blood Zorts. What? At level 81. What?
Good job, Zorts. I know. How fantastic's that? Well done, Zorts.
And there's no deaths or no flags. Good job.
No. Well done. All right. Passies. Stir. Hit us.
Okie dokie. Passy Lita. I've heard that name before. Mm. Hit 46.
Baby Passy.
5 Chesty. Oh, okay. Mm. 5 Chesty. Hit 49. Let's see. Alyssa or Lissarine, 50. Mm-hmm. Passy Val, 57. Tiber, aka Tiber, hit 65. Ash also has a Passy going, and he hit 67 on it. Lysakoska, that's Russian, 73. Passy Lita. Wait,
you
wait,
have to read it just in Russian.
Yeah, right. It's, we'll get back our clean tag if I read it in Russian.
Putin will thank you.
Yeah. Passy Lita is at 97. Mm-hmm. Passive 12 is at 102. And at the top of the list, Silent Herber at 105, another guildie, and nice. We see him on a regular basis, and it's pretty nice. Cool to see him climbing up the charts there.
Exactly. Well done. All right. Tins, not much action on the tins front this week.
Yay. Okay, all right. So number 3, a whole whopping 3 characters. I mean, I've got one on, not on this list. I've got one. I just haven't been playing it. Cassite is level 43. Mm. Irony was level 64, but got red flag for gear being too high. And Hunter Punk is level 80. Sorry, couldn't help it. Punk.
Good name.
Off my lawn, you Hunter Punks. Just put down new fresh grass seed, for crying out loud.
Nice. All right. Greens. Who have we got, sir?
Okay. For greens, Soul Flame at 52. Fur has a tune at 61, Feralisa. Longbow is at 69. Libit Verdi.
Rogue Slayer.
72. Mm-hmm. Oh, Rogue Slayer. Hey. Mm-hmm. Hey, Beth. Skywind, 74. Mm. Sorry, they died. RIP. Sorry. Yep. Sorry. Libit Green, 74. Cell Adon, 79. Sky Green at 86. And top of the list, our very own Zaya has Zaya Jiva at 95.
Scroll down. One more.
Not top of the list. All right, Zaya.
Well, is that towards the top of the list?
The hell, Zaya. You know, you're always trying to take shortcuts. That's why you die.
Oh. So. Leave him alone. I met that guy in person. He's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. Yeah, that's why he's a guild steward. He's a good guy. But quit taking shortcuts. All right, number 1, Jan Green, 105.
And thank you.
Jang is in the guild on a regular basis too.
Nice. Okay. Thanks for that. And lost one there this week. All right, Working Man. I will do Working Man. So again, we didn't have a lot of tunes this week, which really surprised me. So at number 6, we've got Taco, and I'm not reading it that way because she is employed Taco. hit on. Level 10. No. Number 5 is Blue Leiter. Hit 15. Number 4 this week is 925, died at 17. Number 3, Blue Leiter, died at 34.
Really?
Yeah. Number 2, Effortless, hit 50. And number 1, Ferristella, hit 87. Well done, Fair. So, yeah, a little bit rough on there. Trust me, there should have been another death in there. But anyway, we didn't register the tune yet. But anyway. So, Iron Teams. Darren, you can do the teams. Hit us with them, wow. Please.
Okay, it feels like old times because you didn't do the teams before. So Iron Teams, number 4, Tim Tam Slam in 4, level 37. Number 3 is Everything Hurts, level 42. Number 2 is Not Losing Us, is level 52. Number 1, four Doors Down Mon, is level 62. Four Doors Down Mon, you have to read it like that too.
Yeah.
So Blood Teams, we have number 2 is Deadly Corgi Assassination Squad. Wow. Level 20.
Taco and 5. Does it surprise you? No. Yeah, I think yes.
No, it doesn't surprise me.
No.
And number 1, Grey D but Edible. Wow, is dead at level 51. What happened?
What happened?
Maybe they ate too much Taco Bell.
Maybe. Or mystery meat.
Yeah.
Tacos is an ad that she didn't see. So sorry, Taco. Yep. These things happen. Understand. Totally. All right.
And so far... First time of like 10 teams that it wasn't my fault. Are we dead again?
Could be. Seems like the.
Has it gone off again?
Seems like Twitch froze again.
And Lita's thing is being, she's choppy.
Choppy. Everything's.
Let's see if we can type something in the. Fine. Yeah, you're seeing it in the chat.
Typing it in the chat is fine, but Lita, you have to keep talking.
I'm talking.
So that, yeah, you're being a robot right now.
I'm being a robot. Because I can hear you guys perfectly fine. Connection shows it's okay.
It's a little bit better.
Yeah. If you can hear us, we'll switch. Yeah.
Just see it says it's still live, so I don't know. I don't know why it would be doing
that. Yeah, I refreshed your page and it's still loading.
Reload's still cutting in, yeah. Well, it's showing that I'm still live on there and I'm still live over here.
There we go. Twitch just crapped out.
It
just crapped out.
Oh. Yeah. So it's Twitch, not me.
There we go. I think we're on. I see us.
I mean, and yeah, I'm back and then frozen.
I see.
No, it's still crapping out. I've reloaded twice.
Commercials and everything. See Moon, I am, and it's freezing again. Mm. I am certain this is related to Twitch doing their ads.
Yeah.
They've increased the amount of ads that they do per hour.
It's bloody ridiculous.
And I've noticed that when they put that in, that it cuts out the stream, and it's like it shouldn't.
No.
Shouldn't cut off the stream.
No.
The hell, man.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, we're back.
Let's finish this up.
Yeah. Short show.
Yeah, let's finish this off. Sorry, let me finish off my part of the list here, and then I'll get out of your hair. For green teams, it's only one team, but this team name is amazing. The Trash Heap has spoken. Yeah, at level 24.
You're right.
There's no coffee. I'm looking at the text, and there's no coffee. Sorry. It's just
yeah.
Exactly. Alrighty. Well, that is our state of the challenges for this week. A very rough week from looking at all accounts. So obviously commiserations for everyone that we lost. And again, well done. Everyone leveling, still leveling, picking yourself up from those rough moments. So thanks, guys. And better luck this week. All right. Stone, do you want to go?
I'm going to go.
All right. Now I've got to change this. I've got to work out how to change this. He likes to make my life more difficult. Do?
You can move Stir's camera, or you can, no, his picture is fine. You just put in a picture of like a rock for me and then like a X through it because I'm dead.
Alright.
Or put a skull on the
rock.
You're gone.
Too late. There we go. It's back.
Right. See ya. Thank you for having me. It is wonderful being here, and good luck for everybody. And it's going to be an interesting couple months. I'll see you, I think, next time, right? We're looking at Death List. So
Death List.
See you guys then.
Okay.
Have fun, everybody.
Later.
Bye.
Later.
And he's gone. Okay. All right.
Well, let's talk about him.
Let's talk about him. God, he looks God, he looks shocking. He's so sick. He's coughing. Yeah. All of that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, sorry guys. Just, you know, bear with us. Poor Stone. He's not well. He's really not well. So anyway, you've still got Stir and I, and as much as this is a jumble round of the usual weekly podcast, we are still doing everything. So what we might do is Stir, tell me how your week has been, because, you know, I want to know how you're leveling. You got poor Stir hit 91. So how did that go?
Oh, it's going good. You know, a druid, which is what I'm playing, is very similar to a rogue. Obviously different. You know, you got root and you know, just ranged shooting, like, I don't know, wrath, some solar wrath or something like that. And so that works pretty good. Mm. And I keep remembering Fur's advice, which is, if you can't root it, don't shoot it. And that is so true. So but for the most part, the same normaling path and the like. And so it's gotten me to 91. And hey, you have got to love the trivia question, the WoW anniversary 15. It's a little bit of a hike, and you know, taking the portal and running to it and then back. But Nisi, thank you, Nisi, for finding out. You can even do it at level 1, so there's no excuse. It's not dangerous to go do the daily trivial question. And it's worth about, I don't know, depending on your level, but Ash did it this morning at a low level, and he said it was a quarter of a level for his less than his 10 tune. But if you're up there, then it's at least a couple of bubbles. So
it's fantastic.
Worth the trip.
That's
what I've been working on.
Nice. Well, I mean, obviously, congratulations, 91. Like, that's amazing. Yeah. And yay for, we've got, 2 months worth of, you know, 15th anniversary. So that's, that is very exciting. Yes, it is a pain in the neck to not go to the library in Stormwind or to the troll area in Ogrima, and you've got to go traveling for it, but damn good XP. Yeah. And just remember, when you open up the your mail and you get the anniversary box, and there is a quest that does pop up, it's you can't get it for your low tunes. I'm not sure really at what level that you could get it. I know all my hundreds I could get it, but anything I think around 60, 70, it wouldn't work for. You don't need that. Just go to the caverns, okay? Go take the caverns of time portal, run down there, because the dragon doesn't want to talk to you, so just make the trek down there, find either of the Horde or the Alliance one, and free XP. Like, seriously. Yeah.
And even if you're low level, use your chauffeur and make the trip faster. So
exactly. So yay for free XP. We do like that. But
yeah, well, what about you and your week? What have you done?
Nothing.
Bull.
You know,
let's see. what would Belle say? She would say bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I actually, after I'd written out my show notes and I was looking at, I thought, you know, it would have been easier if I just said what I didn't do this week. But yeah, so I just to give you a brief rundown. So passies, the baby passy hit 46. The big girl hit 97. Who the hell thought that I would ever have a 97 pacifist? Not this girl. Like, wow. No. So that's been amazing. Fair, sorry, still not done very much archaeology. Yay for trivia questions and cooking and fishing dailies. Blood-wise, I think I touched most of them bar a couple of the biggies. So Dwarf Warlock hit 21. Panda Hunter hit 22. Gnome Warlock hit 32. Kilteran Hunter hit 33. Dark Iron Warlock hit 37. And my Lightforged Hunter hit 60. So, you know, so we did get a little bit of blood playing on that, which was good. However, Working Man kind of had me a little bit obsessed because I thought Dark Moon Fan plus WoW Anniversary sounds good. Let's play my Dwarf Pally. And I got to 34 and then I had a fantastic death with Knolls at Deadridge.
Well, you could you had me at Deathridge.
Yeah. So there goes another one onto the dead list. Excellent.
Yeah. Zaya lost a Red Ridge at 28 yesterday, I think it was.
Yeah.
And he tried one of those cave quests. And was like, doesn't that guy keep telling you stay out of Red Ridge?
It's not. I mean, there is some good. I always normally find the ones leading up to the quest when you first get to the zone. Excuse me. Is not too bad. It's just that, yeah, for that one in particular, there was another player around and it just was bad timing with I pulled one mob, one spawned, a pair spawned, and by the time, you know, I'm playing the pally and I suck at playing pally, so dead. It was quite spectacular, really, I have to say. Anyway, I did roll another one and I thought, you know what, let's go Warlock, and we went Human Warlock. And I thought I'll wait till I'm level 15 before I register her. That's fine. Dead at 14. Knolls again. Knolls again.
Knolls.
Yeah.
Wow. We're seeing a pattern here.
Yeah. So, anyway. So I went, yeah, bugger this. Let's go again. So I made a gnome warlock and she hit 15, and so far so good. I'm trying to stay away from gnolls, but yeah, it's been good. I've just been trying to get the professions up because I want to utilize Dark Moon Fair. Mind you, it'll be going away in a few hours, so Dark Moon Fair's been good, and trying to get the trivia, making the rundown every day to get the trivia because damn good XP. So just, you know, don't forget. Obviously no good for bloods. Bloods don't do it, but everyone else is okay. And then team-wise, well, we know that we lost the big team last week. Sorry. that 73. So that was rough execution.
Is there a story there?
Yeah, it's still too painful to talk about. But yeah, dead. But you know what? 73, that's like the highest ever iron-ish that I've had. So we're getting there. But the new team is 30, I think we had 37 last night. So, you know, we're getting there. We just got to stop getting us killed. Yeah. That's the problem. Anyway.
So it's so been a... it wasn't execute. It wasn't execute that got you killed, huh?
No, leader happened. That's
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. that's the story. Leader happened. Show title. Yeah. Leader happened.
Mm. Yeah. So anyway, but it's been a good, you know, a good couple of weeks. Lots of leveling, which is good. And obviously utilize those things like Dark Moon Fair and your anniversary with, if you can, you know, get a little bit of free XP on things, guys, utilize that. The one other thing that I didn't want to, I did want to mention is for the spreadsheet store. There is a promomo. There's a promomo.
Can you say that three times real fast?
No, there's a promomo. Jeez, leader. Okay, obviously need more coffee. There is a promotion on November 13th to November 16th that is 20% off everything. So if you want to pop over to the store, if there's anything there, please go check it out. Okay, we will let you know, but that's 13th to the 16th of November. All right.
Do you guys celebrate, like over here in the States, we have Black Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving, and
yeah,
the stores lose their mind. And mm-hmm. Do you guys do that too?
Yeah, it's becoming more prevalent, I think, since, you know, seeing what's happening in the States and that. It's becoming more prevalent here. It was quite large here last year, so I think it's going to be a huge endeavor again this year with, you know, sales. So, yeah,
sure.
It'll go a bit crazy, definitely. Okay, all right, because we're gonna jump to chit chat, and let me find, where is he?
Hey, yo, Stone. Stone dropped. You know what that's gonna mean?
Yeah.
I know what this means.
That's but hang on, let me play it, because, you know, we need to do, he's done a lovingly done a bumper for us, so let's play it. Here we go.
He's pun.
All right. Looking around the room, being the only other guest here, I know what this means.
Your turn. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. This is from Assy, mm-hmm. and he says, a man died when a pile of books fell on him. Sigh, he only had himself to blame. Can you play those crickets again? Can you?
It's kind of cute. I don't mind that one, Azzy.
To blame.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Yeah, I don't mind that one. Right. It's not the best he's done, but it's definitely not the worst, Azzy. I like that, and it's a book. It's a book.
Yeah.
Yeah,
silver. It's okay. Silver. We'll give him.
It's cute. Yeah. Tin, maybe. I don't know. It's not bad. It's not bad. Thank you.
Old Menia has a follow up to that. He says the guy broke his spine. Would have been better. You know, books, spines. Never mind.
Thanks, Old Menia. All right, which means then you can do yours. Go for it.
Well, you know, I was asking the other day, I think it was in chat, you know, how do you know when a joke becomes a dad joke? Well, when it becomes apparent. Get it?
Yep. Yep. Thanks,
okay.
Sir.
Which Armenia then says, or asks, how do you know when a pun has matured? When it is full grown, that's G-R-O-A-N, grown.
That was cute too. Look, they're all cute, guys. Thank you. I don't mind any of those ones. They are cute jokes. So thank you. Appreciate that. That is very, very good. Okay.
Sure.
So we do have a question, though.
So this question. We do have a question, and and I actually, when this question floated in on, I think it was through Discord, I actually logged out, logged into Classic to look it up, you know, to make sure that I was going to get it right. But the question is from Devlin. Hey, how do I enable display character achievements in Classic? It's like, oh, well, am I allowed to use Auction House to upgrades and things like that? So we'll take the easy one. Auction House, yes, go for it. Buy and sell as you wish. And we just reminded him, but don't trade with other players. So that's why we use the Auction House as a third party. And that way you're not getting any direct help from anyone. And then the enable display character achievements in Classic, well, there's no API. There's no armory. So there is no setting. You cannot enable display character achievements in Classic. So you have to pretty much just tell people where you're at, because not even Blizzard gives you a way of looking at your history.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But apparently they must have some crude database, because when that other player hit max level in Classic, you guys did some trading of comments with Blizzard, and they looked up his character and said, no, he has not died. So, you know, it's probably coming in a future phase.
They'll have, I mean, they'll have all the data. Obviously, it's just, you know, it's waiting on the APO. And
it's just when not user-facing. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's correct. There was no achievements in Classic, which is true. And what they're going to, well, if we talk about Vanilla at the moment, what they're going to give for Classic, who knows? So when they release API, you know, maybe they might bring some current stuff into, I don't know. We got to see, guys. It's one of those things, you know, where we're hoping API ASAP. We've just got to, you know, patience, which is not my forte, but we've just got to wait and see and be patient. And when it's released, we will let you know. And then away we can go to be able to track all this stuff. And as we've already said, there are changes coming regarding all of that. So maybe this is where Blizzard's going to turn around and go, right, we've got the changes to retail. Now we're going to give you Classic. It's all through the same. I don't know. We've just got to hold tight. So we can't give you any more information than that.
While we're talking about Classic, Blizzard did announce, if you remember, that November 12th, so that's roughly 3 days from now, or two days for you guys in the future, that Phase 2 of Classic arrives November 12th. And if you forgot, that gives you a couple of world bosses. That gives you 5-player dungeon, Dire Maul, and it also gives you the PvP honor system. So, so they're
true to their promise.
They are releasing Classic in phases, and so Phase 2 is next week.
Yeah, and again, for all of those that are playing Classic as a challenge soon, you know, well done, good luck. We want this information as soon as we can, but. We've just got to wait on Blizzard and what they're doing. So continue on, you know, even if you use it as a scouting option, I think is good. Get the feel of what kind of path that you want to go on. I think, you know, it can only, the more information that you get through leveling a toon, whether you end up using it as a scout, it's got to help, right? It's all about arming yourself with as much information so you can do the 1 to 60. It's not a race, but you can do the 1 to 60 and live, because ultimately that's what we want to end up with. So so best of luck, guys.
Yeah, and that's what I've done. I've killed a couple of toons in Classic, and I've got a rogue at 20, and I've just kind of parked it there. I was like, okay, went over and tried it, played the 20, you know, the up to 20 using the old rules, and just going to kind of sit there and just kind of wait, and maybe take it out with this Phase 2 just to poke around, but
yeah,
you know.
And I suppose that's the thing. That's why I haven't started an Iron in Classic, because I want to wait, but you know, I potter on the bloodthirsty, so she's just killing whatever I can find. Slow grinding. It's very, very slow. yes. But, you know, it's again, it's nice to have the option that if you're, you know, a little bit tired of current game, that you can jump over and do something a little bit different. It's nice to have those options. So, so again, good luck, guys, in everything that you're doing, no matter which stage of which type of the game that you're playing.
Sure.
There's lots to go.
Hey, so Rudd is asking in the chat, will there be a contest in the next month, say before the year end?
Anything's possible.
Look at that look on her face. You have a terrible poker face.
I know. I do. Exactly. Next question. I'm going to be like, right. Okay. So yeah, that's all I'm going to say is anything is possible. Right.
Please stand by.
Please stand by soon. TM. Anyway, challenger tip of the week.
Okay. Sir. Do we have one?
Do you have one? Do you want to throw something out there? Because I've got, like, I can pick so many. Challenger tip of the week. Don't expect Lee to have a poker face ever.
If you can't root it, don't shoot it.
yes.
Don't play tired. And stay out of Red Ridge and leave the damn Knolls alone. There Thanks. You go.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yep. No more Dead Ridge for leader ever. Ever. If you see me in even attempting, everyone, please stop me and just say, remember, remember. All right. That sounds like a good thing. I think we've covered just about everything. So, you know what I have not done? Is I didn't put our Iron Elites in. Oh, leader, you are a slack.
You didn't.
I didn't, no.
Yes.
Slacko.
You had marked him for Stone to read him, and he deleted him so that he wouldn't have to read him.
That sounds like we'll do a that. Damn good plan. That's Stone's fault right there. Okay, let me... right, okay. Stir, hit us with nobody Wait. Saw anything.
Wait, what? Wait, I didn't know. Okay, all the Iron Elites, you know who yes. you are. We really, really thank you for your contributions, your time, your help, your chats, and it really helps. So, in no particular order, alphabetically, Two Shanks. you know, that's what a scrolling wheel on a mouse is for, right?
Yeah.
Backwards. Oh, you don't mean Zaya backwards. Okay, Zortz, Zaya, Winema, Omenia, Two Frog, Turwinkle, Tullibardine, Toasty, Tiber, aka Tiber, Thelaney, Swingcat, Stone. I'm grasping one stone kind of thing, which, by the way, I never do. Stir, Rudd, Oxyhammer, O Canada, Nisi, Never Died, Mrs. Miggy, Mrs. Rock Guru, Mr. Bright 01, Lyson, Leah, Chris, Grandagus, Chrisser, Gazton, let me scroll up a little bit more, Frazzly Sparkspan, which is part of Frazzle Cast, Five Iron, Taco, Fur, LB, Execute, which didn't cause the last team wipe. Dino, Daenerys, Dave DeHunter, Crash Landing, Chupa, Assy, Allie. Let's see.
Allie.
That we'll just say Allie. All things Azeroth. And Two Shanks. We thank you very much.
Thank you. That's excellent. But again, guys, thank you to all our Iron Elite, there goes words, all our Iron Elites for your support. It is greatly, greatly noted, and we sincerely appreciate that. So thank you guys for all of that. Alrighty. Now, on behalf of Stir, Stone, and myself, we want to thank our fabulous mods, those that are here over in the chat room and Discord, and obviously for the things that you do on the website, for the things that you do with the forums. Thank you to all of these wonderful people. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zortz. We can't do this without you guys, so thank you for all your help, because it makes our life just that little bit easier, doesn't it, Stir? It really does.
It sure does. And what Lita just said, ditto.
Yeah, we do really greatly appreciate it. The other person that we want to really, really, really greatly appreciate is Alminia, because not only is he our coding guru along with Stone, but he's also our website guru for the new website, which he said is what, about 80% there. Yep. It is so close, guys. It's very exciting. We're getting a whole new website and we are super excited about it. So Alminia, thank you, sweetie. We really appreciate everything that you're doing. So thank you for that.
Thank you, sweetie.
And
it's weird when the dude says it, you know. I was just saying,
well, you know, each to their own. Alminia might, you know, appreciate that, but we all appreciate that, so thank you. See, he says thank you, Stir. He's happy with that. And don't forget, guys and girls, everyone, guys and dolls, all of that, for hanging out all in the chat room. We appreciate taking some time out of your busy days to, you know, watch and listen to all this shenanigans that goes on, but we thank you. So, yes. So thank you from our hearts. Now, as for next week, we will be back with another show, which will be Saturday, November 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Remember, there was changes. And for me, Australian-wise, it is now, hang on, I gotta think, 10 a.m. Lita time on Sunday, but it's still, just always remember, 7 p.m. Eastern, that's when we roll, okay? Next week, we have got Nobby Hall will be joining us, which is super exciting. We'll get to chat with him, and he came second, third with Rach in the priest contest that we had a couple months ago. So Nobby's going to come and have a chat, and super excited and look forward to that. Now, don't forget where you can find us is wowchallenges.com is the website. You will find all information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. If you want to listen to all of this wonderful shenanigans that happens, please go over to Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. That's where you can download and listen to the show.
It's free.
And it's free, absolutely. And don't forget, if you want to send in an email, whether you want to give predictions on when Shadowlands will drop, how you're going with your tunes, your jokes, your puns, or a question, please send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Stir, where can we find you, please?
You can find me trying desperately to kill off a challenge tune on Worm Rest Accord. Just look for Stir in the name. And you can always find me in Discord. I'm on a lot, especially during daylight hours in the States, but that's the easiest way.
Excellent. All right. And even though Stone has gone and should be resting and should not be in the chat room, he probably is, I don't know. You can find him over at Twitter at Stonegrass, which is STONEGRASP. And I'm not saying his other line, but yeah, if you want to check him out, go follow him over at on Twitter. And you can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LETAWOW. And Stone and I do another show called Adventures in Azeroth, which you can also find. I will do this one. So as always, because we're closing out the show, I want to say a huge thank you to two of our wonderful friends, which is Markonen and Epic Insanity. Markonen does a wonderful intro, and you can find him on Twitter at Marconen. Wow. And Epic does our outro, and you can find him over at on Twitter at Epic_Insanity. And Epic also has Frozen Nerds podcast and BlizzCon podcast, which I'm not sure if he's still currently doing. But Frozen Nerds, you can always catch him on. So check those out. And we truly appreciate all that the guys do. So again, Leader's starting to lose a voice. Oh my Lord, that's not good. Chat room, thank you. Thank you everyone for hanging out. Sorry it's been a little bit topsy-turvy with Twitch or whatever's been going on, but we appreciate it. Stir, thank you for hanging with me. And Stone, wherever, hope you're resting and feel better soon. Other than that, I think have a great week. Please stay safe, everyone.
Yes.
Please stay safe.
Stay undead. Yep. Stay upright.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever works for you.
Both the in game and out of game.
Yeah.
And we will catch you next week. All right. Say bye. Yep.
Bye. See ya. It was fun. It was real.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2019. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.